The obstacle to compassion is fundamental selfishness, resulting in fundamental egocentricity. Egocentricity means I automatically, unthinkingly, spontaneously put me first in every situation. I am number one. I come first. I am more important. I deserve. And we don't get into condemning this. This isn't actually an inherent wrong, bad, evil thing. It's just the way we are. And when we are egocentric, then the potential for harmful activity is there. But it in itself is not harmful. It's just the way, the orientation that we carry. So we recognize that that orientation keeps us fixated on sense of me. And therefore sense of I'm important, I come first, all the rest of it. None of this is bad or evil. It is just the way we are. And it is a product of primordial ignorance. Fundamentally not understanding the way things are. And the Buddha talked about this. He said the whole show got on the road because of primordial ignorance. We made a mistake. There's a misapprehension that caused us to believe that there is an egocentric entity here. Whereas actually, it's an illusion, it's a projected notion. What is really here is a flow of awareness around which consciousness has gathered. So, if you look at it in psychological terminology, we've moved away from behaviorist psychology to process psychology, where we realize there's just process going on all the time. There's a flow of appearances, of activity. And there's no discernible entity within it, but we don't need to go there now. So, our normal and natural orientation in the world is egocentric fixation. Now, fixation is an important word to understand. It means we focus on something, we believe it's real and important, and therefore we lock into it. It's like the monkey that put its hand into the calabash and took a handful of peanuts. It's locked in there. And as long as it holds onto the peanuts, it cannot get free. But it doesn't realize that its own action is what's keeping it trapped. So there's a certain paradox there. It desperately wants to be free, but it can't let go of the peanuts because it doesn't occur to it that that is the cause of the problem. And we're exactly like that. The peanuts are our idea of egocentric identity. And we don't realize that it's only an idea, because to us, it's reality. And that is fixation. We are fixated on that, therefore, we've got locked into it.
So I think, therefore I am, is just completely wrong.
Well, no. What Sartre was identifying was exactly what I've just talked about. That our apparent existence is exactly that. I think, therefore I am. It is the product of delusion. And thinking in the normal form leads to further delusion. So, and I focused on this, didn't I, when I looked at the difference between thought and thinking. So we're training ourselves to let go of thinking. Because thinking is the fundamental process which leads to fixation, which leads to delusion, which leads to the whole show.
Surely, is it not I am, therefore I think?
Well, that's not what Sartre said.
That's not what Descartes said.
Was it Descartes, sorry? Whoever it was.
I always thought that sounded more powerful and real to me.
Well, it's one of the existentialist theories.
So the sense of self is created through thinking process.
Exactly so.
But for us, we're trying to get beyond this, right?
Correct.
If I was presenting this as a positive, correct. I think, if I'm, we're saying stop thinking and get beyond the I, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. So, if we've understood the fundamental position and why it's problematic, but not wrong or bad, why it's problematic, then we understand, as Charlie said, that our training is to free ourselves from thinking and its consequences. And the primary consequence is a perpetuation of the sense of egocentric identity. So now what we're seeing is we have a variety of areas of training. Mindfulness training is one area. Then compassion training is another area, but it's an area which incorporates everything. Because the essence of compassion training is to train the mind to move away from egocentric to other-centric. So right at the outset, we understand the basic problem is this inherent sense of I am better, I am more important. Me and mine. Now, this doesn't mean we set out and attack that, because self-attacking in itself is egocentric. So there's a paradox here. Therefore, the first principle of our compassion training is unconditional acceptance of everything that is there. So this is why when we started, the first reflection I offered you was, do I really want to be compassionate? That led on to exposing the fact that if we are going to be compassionate, there's going to be a price to pay. And the price is this constant involvement with egocentricity. And for most people, they don't realize that as soon as we go into the area of compassion, the egocentric process senses trouble and reacts and says, this isn't for me, because it's not going to be nice. It's not going to suit me.
It's fighting for its survival.
It's fighting for its survival, yes. So straight away, it's not surprising if we encounter resistance. When we really get to the heart of what compassion is about, it's not just about smiling sweetly at people and saying nice things and wearing white clothes. It's something much more robust and substantial than that. It's about dealing absolutely with the cause of all the problem, which is egocentric, selfishness. So now we realize there's going to be a price to pay, and it's actually the biggest price possible. Because the thing we cherish most is me. I am the most precious thing in the universe. This idea of me. And now, you're suddenly being very unreasonable. You're expecting me to give me up.